free. See blue skies and think of sea. How are you doing? And later on, switch on the TV. They give me the news, they give half truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies.
Uncensored Radio Free America.
Rick Adams is on.
Yes, indeed. Thank you. Thank you, everyone. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, and children of all ages. Well, tonight is Thursday night, and we have Christopher Bolin with us tonight from the American Free Press. He hasn't been with us, of course, in a long time, and I know he's been traveling and going all over the world and here in the United States, and his latest column to me had to do with the judicial hijacking of the 9/11 victim lawsuits. And good evening to you, Chris.
Hello. Good to be with you, Rick.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for coming back. Quite a column, an incredible article, and you have unearthed some very interesting facts about this makeup of the whole 9/11, judicial group of people involved in the lawsuits and the civil lawsuits and the way they've changed the nature of the litigation. And this Zacharias Moussaoui, this very strange case of him being the alleged 20th hijacker. And, of course, the tie-in with the Israeli government and the Mossad. So,
yeah, all to the disadvantage. Yeah. All to the disadvantage of the
victims' families,
the people who lost people. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I spent some time with Ellen Mariani recently, and she filed the first lawsuit, the first wrongful death lawsuit.
Yes.
Against the airlines for the loss of her husband.
Mm-hmm.
And about 97% of the people who could have sued took the fund. They took the U.S. Government fund.
Mm-hmm.
That basically they abdicated their right to do any sort of litigation after that.
Mm-hmm.
But that 3% is a significant number of people, and Ellen Mariani is the first one. And she was very clear. She said she wants a trial by a jury, and she wants to find out accountability and who's responsible for the death of her husband.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like a very, legitimate, basic American right.
Absolutely.
But none of these cases, like Ellen Mariani's cases, have gone anywhere. And what's happened is that they've all been consolidated into one big negligence case.
Yes.
Which is a civil lawsuit. And the judge, Alvin K. Hellerstein, in New York, who's presiding over these cases, is basically treating these relatives as if they are the suspects. They have to go for psychological counseling. They have to go for grievance screening. They have to perhaps even, face a psychologist and be medicated, which is a very common thing in these cases.
Mm-hmm.
And they have to sit down with a mediator who's basically employed by the big insurance companies to discuss their claims. It's outrageous. And so for 4 years, 4.5 years for some people, they've been waiting for justice, and there's been no justice.
And no wonder. Look at the cast of characters involved, and we'll talk about them when we get back from our first break. And the questions you have raised are excellent questions, and the facts that you've also come up with are very important because, quite frankly, I haven't read them almost, I would say, in any other publication. So we will get into them, and we will deal with the facts as we know them up to this point on the 9/11 tragedy. What has happened and what is really going on behind the scenes. We have just begun to investigate. Rick Adams, Christopher Bolin, my guest, and your phone calls in this hour. We will be back with more of this discussion. Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio. We'll be back. Over 100 million Americans have dangerously high cholesterol. Are you one of them? North American Urban Spice has developed Cholestamine, an all-natural food-based supplement proven to give your body the nutritional support it needs to lower cholesterol and improve circulation naturally without the side effects of harmful prescription drugs. Call today, 800-243-5242, 800-243-5242 for Cholestamine.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a 1-year subscription plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll free 888-699-NEWS or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Rubbing a well for the Republic Trading Group, renowned investor Jimmy Rogers recently stated that with the boom in raw materials prices, it will drive gold to a record $1,000 an ounce. Now is the time for you to take advantage of the offer from Republic Trading Group. For a limited time, we have on offer the most recognized gold coin used as a medium of exchange for over 500 years, the British Sovereign. Each gold British sovereign features the bust of King George V. The reverse of the coin is the mythical St. George slaying the dragon design. We feel the British sovereign is a great gold buy, trading at small premiums over their gold content alone when compared to U.S. gold of the same era. Call Republic Trading Group and secure these while stocks last. Call 1-800-691-7898. Or order online by going to our website at republictradinggroup.com.
Rick Adams is back.
Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of talk radio.
Okay, yes, we're back now to begin. And with me is Christopher Bolin. I don't know where to begin, Chris. I guess we begin at the beginning, as they say. Your column here talks about the wrongful death lawsuits and the 3% right. or so, and how this whole thing has been managed very carefully by people like Judge Alvin Hellerstein of Southern District Court of New York.
Right.
Go ahead.
It's very odd because one thing... straight off the top is that all of these, every crucial corner of the 9/11 saga, every place, every possible place where something was crucially happening, mm-hmm. we have found that a Zionist has been in charge. Mm-hmm. Whether it's the flawed investigation under Michael Chertoff and John Ashcroft, or the sale of the steel remains from the World Trade Center by Alan Ratner. Or all of the 9/11 relatives cases being bundled into one big consolidated suit under Alvin K. Hellerstein. It goes on and on. And I just have to say, you know, there's no coincidence here. How can it be that every single bottleneck has a Zionist gatekeeper in the United States of America? You know, if this was any other ethnic group who was responsible for overseeing everything about 9/11, the people would be aware of it. But because the media mm-hmm. just doesn't pay any attention to it, people are unaware of it.
And it invalidates certainly not the most exhaustive study, but a very basic study by the Mersheimer and Walt people from University of Chicago and Harvard School, Kennedy School, in which they talk about America as Israeli-occupied territory. So there's a classic example where they're validated, and their research has been totally backed up and shored up by all of these interesting events, as you say, hardly accidents or, you know, just happenstance.
Well, the thing
no.
is that, like, in the case of Ellen Mariani, her husband was on Flight 175. They flew out of Boston that
Right, place. Right.
And he flew on Flight 175, wherever that wound up. But he didn't come home that night. And the thing is that she filed a wrongful death lawsuit against United Airlines and the their security company. Now, this is important because the security companies at Boston Logan Airport and at Newark Airport that morning was for the screening of the passengers, et cetera, was Huntley. And Huntley is a wholly owned subsidiary of an Israeli company called ICTS, International Consultants on Targeted Security. This company is headed by a couple former Mossadniks, big shots in the Mossad, in the Israeli intelligence. It's one of these Mossad security companies that provide security, you know? And I think that any country that hires these fellas to give them security should have their head examined, but that's beside the point. And since 1999, this Israeli-owned security company was providing airline security for Boston Logan and Newark and a host of other airports.
Yes.
Now, on September 11th, this company either failed to screen the passengers or allowed these characters on the plane or whatever. But what happened is when they passed the National Security, what was that act in 2003 in November, this act, in the very last minute, they filed a provision that gave immunity to these three foreign companies, particularly Huntley and the other two.
Well, that was nice of them.
Beg your pardon?
That was nice of them.
Yeah. Well, it's outrageous, you know, that this company should be given immunity so they never have to, in the Homeland Security bill it was, that this company should never be called in front of a court of law to tell the American people what they did or what they didn't do to protect people on these flights. And there's a critical conflict of interest here when the judge, Alvin K. Hellerstein, is a devoted Zionist, and his wife works for Zionist causes in the city of New York. And when the suspects and the people who are being, you know, the defendants in the case, are an Israeli-owned company, you know, owned by the intelligence agencies of Israel. This shouldn't happen. This shouldn't be allowed to happen. And what the result is that the Israeli security company, like those 200 Israelis who were sent home, will not have to appear in court. And the Americans who lost their loved ones are being treated like they're criminals. Ellen Mariani is being treated like she's a suspect in the crime. All she did was lose her husband.
Yes. Absolutely, and Huntley USA, as you point out, is a wholly owned subsidiary of this Israeli company. Again, ICTS.
Yes. Since 1999, and this is a fundamental problem that when the United States allows a foreign company to run the security in its airport, you know, this can't be allowed.
And yet, it's going on, just like so many other of the anomalies of 9/11. You know, that I tell people about, and they can't believe it. They shake their heads. We know how the steel was taken and taken out of the country so it couldn't be examined. All of these little things, as they say, adding up to one big stink, one big stench of corruption and dishonesty. And yet, no attempt, based on what you've written, no attempt has been made to remove this judge and anyone like him from hearing this case.
Well, it's because the Department of Justice, the U.S. Department of Justice, has been Zionist-occupied territory for a long time.
Oh, yes.
They had Abraham Sofayer in there before. And they've been running their secret operations out of there. You know, they under Chertoff, they went out and they snagged Aaron Sundel from his house in Tennessee. And you know, illegally deported him to Canada and all that stuff. But this is the problem, is that our police departments and our law enforcement, from the top, from the Department of Justice all the way down to the local police officer, they have been infiltrated. Their departments have been infiltrated by either the ADL or, you know, these big Zionists like...
Or compromised. They've been compromised
totally.
As well, if not, you know, infiltrated.
Totally.
The FBI, the local police departments of every state. I mean, I just, you know, was observing here where I'm from in Rhode Island. Now, a few weeks ago, we had a representative in the General Assembly, and we had another big shot from the state police go to Israel to learn how to deal with terrorism.
Right.
And I said, now, you know, here we go again. These are political junkets, and these are really attempts by the government of Israel to make sure that when people from law enforcement in this country go there, they understand the name of the game.
Right.
You genuflect, you know, you bend over, you bow to us. Of course, they all have to visit the Holocaust Museum, you know.
Yeah.
So they get a real royal treatment. And once they've been through that treatment, they come back and they sound just like wind-up dolls, robots,
exactly.
You see?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Let me explain basically some of these fundamentals here in this, in
sure.
this 9/11 relatives case. Is that all of the people that could have sued were basically put in front of this special master for the federally funded Victims Compensation Fund.
Mm-hmm.
His name was Kenneth R. Feinberg.
Mm-hmm.
He's a very devoted Zionist. He's a big contributor to the Jerusalem Institute in Israel. And he was personally responsible for the distribution of the $7 billion that was paid out to about 97% of the people who could have sued, who lost loved ones. And now this was a very odd situation. You had one man, they like to call him King Solomon, and
yeah.
he would decide whether this
uh-huh.
family got $3 million or $500,000 or whatever. And there was no oversight of what he did. He just, you know, he just gave the money away left and right. And what they tried to do is they tried to force the people to take the fund, you know, to take the money. And what Ellen Mariani and others have told me is that they were the Red Cross. They were pushed towards Red Cross doctors, who very strongly encouraged these people to take medication, you know, Prozac and other kind of drugs, and then, you know, when they were all softened up with these medications, then they were very easy to manipulate, and that's what happened to most of them. But Ellen Mariani refused the medication.
Mm-hmm.
She said you have to bite the bullet, and she's been suffering. And she said, she wants to know what happened that day. She doesn't want a government, she doesn't want, you know, our money, she says. She doesn't want, you know, U.S. taxpayers' money to pay off her,
mm-hmm.
her grievance.
Mm-hmm.
She wants to know what happened that day. And she was on this Bill O'Reilly talk show,
and yes.
she was very clear. She said, I want justice, I want accountability, I want to know who's responsible. I want the truth. And the system has failed her completely.
Absolutely. It is a scandalous situation that cannot be tolerated, and yet it is being tolerated in this once proud nation. I want to get into, when we come back after the next break, I want to come into this Menachem Alsman, who, you know, of course, has quite an interesting record in Israel itself.
Menachem Alsman,
yeah. Yeah, mm-hmm. right. And his involvement with his buddy Ezra Harel,
yes.
who also took over management of the Boston and Newark airports, when their own company bought Huntley USA in 1999. And then we'll talk about that and Flight 175, UAL 93, United Airlines Flight 93. And we'll talk a little bit also about this interesting tie-in here with the Department of Homeland Security, some of the people in the House of Representatives. It seems as if they're ombudsmen for the state of Israel
mm-hmm.
in some way, directly or indirectly. And John Ashcroft, of course, who left the office rather interestingly, supposedly for health reasons. And I tie it all together for us. And then we raise some interesting questions also about Zacharias Moussaoui and what they've done with his mind. All right. So we'll take calls as we go along. 800-313-9443. Our guest, Christopher Bolin, our correspondent from the American Free Press weekly publication. I will be back, Rick Adams, your radio Avenger, to entertain more discussion. Stay tuned. Digestive problems can be miserable. Get rid of acid reflux, irritable bowel syndrome, and excessive bloating naturally. Gastrinex is the wild and natural herbal support for all digestive problems. It's a powerful blend of herbs, spices, and enzymes to stop digestive problems quickly. For any digestive need, take Gastrinex. Call 800-243-5242 today.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
The future of health and wellness is here in a great-tasting functional beverage. What is Zango? Zango harnesses the real power of the Garcinia mangostana, also known as mangosteen fruit. Zango is the only product to use the whole mangosteen fruit in a patented formulation and contains more xanthones than any other product on Earth. Studies are showing that xanthones have positive effects on nearly all of the body's systems, from increased energy to protection from free radical damage. Xanthones deliver a wide range of benefits. Not only is Zango mangosteen extremely healthy, it's also fat-free. Zango is 100% natural. Zango has no artificial colors and no added sweeteners. To learn more about this absolutely amazing health beverage and how it can have a positive impact on your health, or to learn how to become a distributor, please call 1-800-764-8514. That's 1-800-764-8514. Call today.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
The New World Order Thought Police are on the run because Rick Adams is back on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Okay, we're back with Christopher Bolin. And, you know, you might want to tell us a little bit about the Menachem Altman and his business partner, Ezra Harel.
Yeah, he's ICTS is the International Consultants for Targeted Security. It's an Israeli company that's based in Holland. They've set up business in Holland. And this company is, if you remember back in the 60s and 70s when there was a lot of hijackings of airplanes and terrorism and whatnot, the Israelis found a niche, and they began providing security at airports around Europe, and then they moved to the United States. And these companies were companies basically owned by ICTS. And these are Mossad companies. These are companies that were established by the Israeli military intelligence. Yeah. Right. And senior people from the Mossad and from the Israeli military run these companies as directors. And what they did in 1999, they bought a company based in Missouri. I think it was Huntley USA Corporation. And the men still wear Huntley uniforms at the airports and things, but they're owned and run by this Israeli security company. And this is, you know, people have to understand this, that airport and port security is essential to a nation. Currently, this ICTS company, this Israeli company, operate a complete port in Germany, the port of Rostock on the Baltic Sea. And, you know, people have to understand that arms, a great a great amount of arms and drugs and other things are shipped through Germany, you know, from Czechoslovakia, from Germany, from other countries. And the, this arms, this, this gigantic arms race that's going on around the world, the weapons have to come from someplace. And traditionally, they have been shipped out of German ports like Kiel and Rostock. And now you have, you know, I ask my readers, this Israeli company tied to the Mossad operates 100% one of the largest ports in Germany. You know, what's wrong with this picture?
Mm-hmm.
But you could say the same thing on September 11th. This Israeli security company, you know, run by Mossad people, is operating the airports from which these hijackers got on the planes, or supposedly these hijackers, you know, either got on or didn't get on the planes in Newark and Boston. And we have yet to see the airline, you know, the video camera footage showing these characters getting on the planes or not getting on the planes or anything. And all of these grieving relatives are not going to get any answers out of this company. And Congress, you know, when they voted for it, when the Senate voted for it in November of 2003, I think it was, they voted straight down. Every Republican voted to give this company corporate immunity. I think it's outrageous.
Well, yeah, that's interesting. I look back to the Iran-Contra scandal. And, of course, as you know, the Israelis were heavily involved in all of that. In arms traffic and in training of the Contras.
And the Israelis ran the Mujahideen in Afghanistan.
Right. And, of course, they were all given a clean bill of health. They were allowed to sign depositions and not have to testify, not have to go before any congressional panel that was interested in embarrassing the Reagan administration at the time. These Israelis always managed to escape or elude the radar, no matter what happens.
Well, you know why this is? I've been giving this advice to Arab nations for a long time, but now I have to turn it to ourselves. We need to have college courses on Zionism. You know, there needs to be a semester course or a year course.
Teach them, though, Chris?
Because when the U.S. president and the vice president and the secretary of state are all devoted Zionists, the American people have a right to know, what is this Zionism all about? Where did it come from? What are its goals? What's its agenda? And I can tell you that basically every single American I've ever met doesn't have a clue what Zionism is all about.
They're basically oblivious to the real cause of what's going on around them, the crises that we face.
But it's not their fault. You see, they're not taught these things. There are classes in colleges on Marxism and capitalism.
Yeah, but see, you know, well, not everybody goes to school, as you know, Chris.
Yeah.
Not everybody goes to college.
Well, in high school.
Quite frankly, isn't it our fault when we don't make it our business to learn what's going on, why our country is failing, the reasons for it, who's in charge of the kitchen? Really, it's us.
Yeah, but look, you know, the schools and the media, they have to at least, you know, tell you what time it is. And if your media is, you know, the mainstream media in this country are not even acknowledging that there are unanswered questions.
But the reason for that is, once again, this incredible occupation of America and her institutions, the media, the academe world, you know, by this very force that eludes attention and always manages to escape the microscope. As I say, right now, look at the Bush administration, all of the criticism from all of the media moguls doing their darndest to chip away at Bush over Iraq. And yet, every single instance where they know Israel was involved in leading us into war, misleading us, every single one of those examples has been exercised or censored from any report.
A good example is I'm out here in Provo, Utah, meeting with Professor Stephen Jones,
who has
provided solid evidence that thermite was used to bring down the World Trade Center.
Exactly.
And not a single mainstream media source has come out here to ask him. He's come out with his opinion back in October, November of last year, and he's a solid physicist and an expert on fusion and metals and aluminum. And for example, you know, when we saw pouring molten iron coming out of the World Trade Center, nobody can explain what's going on there.
And Professor Jones, we'll have to get him on the show, too. Excellent.
Oh, absolutely.
All right. We'll be back, Chris. Stay tuned. Rick Adams, we've got callers lining up. You can, too. 800-313-9443. Rick Adams, be back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The Republic Broadcasting Network is very proud to present a new educational tool that will inform and update our listeners to the most critically important topics and issues of the day. This new 50 CD collection contains invaluable information, carefully selected from the very best shows in the RBN archives. These standard format CDs have been painstakingly edited to remove all commercials and unrelated topic content. Each CD has been divided into multiple tracks for ease of use and review in any standard CD player. Each CD targets a specific subject matter. For example, Agenda 21, vaccinations, 9/11, depleted uranium, the war in Iraq, fluoride, deception in the churches, genetically modified foods, animal RFID tags, and many more topics. We encourage you to make copies and get them out to as many people as you can. Call and order your library CDs for the price of $150, 800-724-2719, or go to the website rbnlive.com.
Robbie Noel for the Republic Trading Group. Renowned investor Jimmy Rogers recently stated that with the boom in raw materials prices, it will drive gold to a record $1,000 an ounce. Now is the time for you to take advantage of the offer from Republic Trading Group. For a limited time, we have on offer the most recognized gold coin used as a medium of exchange for over 500 years, the British sovereign. Each gold British sovereign features a bust of King George V. The reverse of the coin is the mythical St. George slaying the dragon design. We feel the British sovereign is a great gold buy, trading at small premiums over their gold content alone when compared to U.S. gold of the same era. Call Republic Trading Group and secure these while stocks last. Call 1-800-691-7898. Or order online by going to our website at republictradinggroup.com.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
All righty. Back again with Christopher Bolin. And we have callers that would like to get on. Questions they have for Chris, comments, particularly about 9/11. And I have many more questions myself. 800-313-9443. Bob has dropped off. What happened to Bob? All right, he dropped off the line. Then let me get to my next question, Chris, and that happens to deal with this alleged 20th hijacker, who, as you know, right from the beginning was held, really held by the government of the United States for, what, 3.5 years, without really having full representation, full legal opportunities that normally people in these trials, these criminal trials, would have. There was plenty of opportunity to do a number on him mentally and psychologically. Sure. And I'm wondering what you make of this, quote, confession and what it really represents, what he actually did confess to, as opposed to what the government claimed.
Zacharias Moussaoui.
Yes, Zacharias Moussaoui. Yeah.
Well, I think that he is, he's been, he's obviously not in his right mind. He's deranged. And he's been left behind. You know, a lot of things came out of Minnesota, if you remember. The all of the allegations and the stories from the FBI office in Minnesota that pointed to basically bolstering the government's case, you know, like Cynthia Rowley, and all these allegations came out of Minnesota. And this guy was locked up in Minnesota. You know, the pilot, the plane of Paul Wellstone went down in Minnesota. I think that what we have in the state of Minnesota is a very corrupt FBI office. And I think that Zacharias Moussaoui was basically the stay behind.
Well, he was held, wasn't he not? Was he not held?
Yeah.
In solitary confinement.
Mm-hmm.
All of this time, and no one on the outside, no one was really allowed to have regular communication with him whatsoever.
Right.
Now, in that time, we know based on what happened with Timothy McVeigh and some of the facts that we know in that case now that indict the FBI and the federal government for planted evidence, for involvement, direct involvement in the Oklahoma City bombing, we have to only speculate as to what they did to this man. Now, yes, he's a schizophrenic, supposedly. Yes, he has psychological, mental problems. I'm sure I would, too, if I had gone through all of that. Now, what is it he went through? What have you been hearing, if anything, about the kind of drugs, psychotropic drugs and so forth, that have been used on this man, Zacharias Moussaoui, to try to get him to give his admission?
Oh, I don't know what drugs he's been taking. But the whole thing is, to me, it's a show trial.
Oh, it is.
And that's the way I look at it. I'm much more concerned about not the show trial. I'm more concerned about getting justice for the people who lost people on that day,
mm-hmm.
and getting discovery, real information. This is a government show trial. That's what it is.
So what better way to try to divert attention from the
mm-hmm.
questions that have never been answered about the federal government's role in all of what happened in the 9/11 Commission cover-up? What better way than to parade this man around, say he was a 20th hijacker, put on a show trial, as you said, make people, the average man on the street, say, well, look, he confessed. He must have done something. He must have been involved with others in a plot. That's all you need to convince the average John Q. Public.
Exactly, exactly. And they want to be able to try and symbolically pin the tail on the donkey, and that's what they're trying to do in this case.
And I think as we continue to speak, more and more evidence will be leaked out or will be found implicating the Justice Department once again.
Well, that's the whole thing. It's like here I've been a week in Provo, Utah. It's a beautiful place.
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen Professor Jones every day. And,
yes.
And, you know, if he has a website. Professor Jones, Stephen Jones, is a professor at Brigham Young University. He's a physics professor. He's done a lot of work on fusion and
mm-hmm.
and high energy physics, what have you.
Mm-hmm.
He applies physics to, I think it's called archaeometry. He applies physics and science to determine what happened in the past. And he was completely puzzled by what happened to building number 7. That's the 47 story building that just fell down at about 5:20 in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
But when he looked more closely, he
mm-hmm.
was very puzzled as a physicist about this molten metal that I reported early in 2002 that pools and great amounts of molten steel, molten iron, were found at the World Trade Center.
Mm-hmm.
And what's very interesting is if you look at the videos on his website, for example, just before the South Tower, that's the first tower that fell, before that tower began to collapse, at about the 80th or the 81st floor, a large amount of molten iron starts to pour out of the side of the building. Hello? I mean, what's going on here?
Mm-hmm.
The NIST report and the government cover-up people call this aluminum. But there's a problem here, as Professor points out, is that aluminum, when aluminum is molten, in daylight, it appears silverish gray. It doesn't change its color.
No.
So what in the heck is happening here? When large amounts of molten steel, molten iron, are pouring out of the World Trade Center from the 81st floor, pouring down onto the street. And at the same time, right beside it, there's a glowing white flame that's putting off this white smoke. This is a clear indication that a massive amount of thermite was used to cut those critical steel columns that
mm-hmm.
held up the World Trade Center at the 80th floor. And as soon as this mountain of iron pours out of the building, the building twists and begins to fall.
Mm-hmm.
And the, you know what the NIST people say? This is the NIST report that came out after the FEMA report.
Yeah.
They have no explanation for this. They look at this white flame and they say, well, this appears to be aluminum burning,
mm-hmm.
but we have no understanding of how it could be so hot and how
mm-hmm.
it could be happening.
Mm-hmm.
And for the molten steel, they have no explanation. They say this deserves further study. Well, the further study is being done by people like Professor Jones. And it was also being done by that young man, Zebur, Michael Zebur, I think is his name, down in Clemson University, who happened to be shot on a Minnesota street, on a Minneapolis street, a couple weeks ago.
Yes.
And to my mind, and Professor Jones' mind, and Eric Hushmid, we think that this 9/11 activist was assassinated.
Well, you know, it's interesting. You take him and you take Hanna Lind in Sweden and all of these people that could be a threat to the Zionists and their lackeys. They all wind up, it seems, either dying a very violent death, but a very sure death. You know, there's no oxygen, no breath of life left in them.
Yeah.
Or they wind up totally incapacitated one way or another. This is very fascinating because it is when you see smoke, there usually is fire.
Right.
And yet what we're being told is there's no smoke. We're being made to believe, we're told we should believe, not to believe what we see.
Right.
Not to believe what we hear, except what comes from the official government story. And
right.
that is contradictory.
Right. Now,
itself.
This is the thing, is that the official government story, the NIST report, says
right.
that the fires in the World Trade Center did not get higher than 600 degrees Celsius.
Mm-hmm.
But this molten steel, the molten iron that we see pouring out of the World Trade Center is about 1,200 degrees Celsius. Now, there's no explanation for this. Where this heat came from. Furthermore, as they begin to dig in the pile of rubble of the crushed towers, as they dug deeper and deeper, they found inside it was like a volcano. Inside this pile, it was red hot, yellow hot, molten steel.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I've been writing about this since basically I discovered it, that there's no explanation for how the central columns were cut, and there's no explanation for all this residual heat. This extreme residual heat. I mean, these people who are at the World Trade Center, they talk about, like, Leslie Robertson, one of the structural engineers who built the World Trade Center.
Yes.
He said
that
for 21 days, he was there 21 days after, and he said there were rivers of molten iron running around the mess. You know, where are the physicists in this country? Where are the honest scientists that say, well, we have data here. Like Professor Jones says, the data stands by itself. Now, we have to figure out what the data says.
Yes.
And it clearly disproves the government version that fire, you know, hydrocarbons and fire caused by the planes and the fuel and et cetera.
Exactly.
Caused the collapse of the building. That simply does not fly.
Very true. Very true. And Morgan Reynolds and others, you know, have also questioned these facts. They don't make sense. They don't add up. And yet you're not going to see Brian Williams or Bob Schieffer or anyone else really start to anchor a news program where these types of questions are raised simply because they know they can go up to a certain point but not beyond that line.
You know,
that's the line in the sand.
A good friend of mine, Eric Hushmid, wrote the book Painful Questions, and what he did, he
yes,
spent a
I
lot
have
of money.
It right spent, in front of me, by the
he
way.
Spent six, well, you got it in front of you, you can look at page 23.
Sure,
He spent $6,000 to buy high-resolution photographs from AP and Corbis and Associated Press.
Uh-huh.
And on page 23, he has a photograph of the fireman standing in front of a lot of columns, box columns, the support columns of the World Trade
yes.
Center. And one of them, the one that's standing right behind the fireman, you can see that there is the residue, the leftover, the melted iron has dripped down the inside and the outside of this box column.
Yeah,
and
I
experts say that there's no way that this box column was cut by an acetylene torch. This is what happens when a steel piece of steel is cut by thermite. You see, thermite is simply aluminum mixed with rust powder. And when you have very finely divided particles, it explodes. It cuts the steel at an explosive rate. And when you add 2% sulfur to that, it cuts steel like a warm knife through butter.
Incredible, the truth.
Yeah.
Yes, yes.
And so this is what happened.
Sure, sure. Let's take some
calls. Eyewitness evidence. We have photographs. We have video evidence.
Mm-hmm.
And some, for some reason, the New York Times doesn't seem interested.
I wonder. They weren't too interested in the Mearsheimer report either.
No.
All right, let's take some calls. 800-313-9443. We're talking with Christopher Bolin, correspondent for the American Free Press. Bridget in North Carolina, you are on the program now. Hello, Bridget.
Yeah, hi. Wonderful. Wonderful program, but nothing surprises me because we're like chickens in a chicken yard here.
Mm-hmm.
And when 9/11 happened, I worked in a federal halfway house, and my first expression was, who benefits from this?
Yes.
Exactly.
Yes. Where were you working at the time? What state?
In Charlotte, in a fertile health warehouse.
In Charlotte, okay. Mm-hmm.
Well, we know who benefited from it. I think that they were very clear about this. Benjamin Netanyahu was on TV that night. He said, this is very good for Israel.
Yeah.
And then, I didn't exactly mean it like that. You see, they could not even hide their glee.
Yes.
And the events of 9/11 and the fallout from 9/11, the spin of 9/11, and the events that have happened in the wake of 9/11 have all been to the benefit of the most extreme Zionist faction in Israel. That's the Likud people and even Shimon Peres, these extreme Zionists who are basically Jewish imperialists.
But I really don't, I don't know what to say, but I really think it's the international elite. I think the Zionists are used. They're the thugs. They're the mafia. They are easily used, just like a street gang is used for the, just like they use street gangs for and they think they're the bad guys.
But
who really funds these people and who the international elite needs needs these people.
You're absolutely right. And it's a very sophisticated viewpoint you're bringing out, because that is, in fact, what the evidence shows. But, it's harder to, like I wrote a story, the British Knights who cleaned up the World Trade Center.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, we have these British companies who cleaned up the World Trade Center, and British Petroleum, and their engineering company, Amec, and Bovis Lendlease. But we also find that in the driver's seats of these companies are Czechoslovakian and Polish Jews.
Yeah.
Whose mothers survived Auschwitz, whatever, as it is. So the question is that, when we look for the return address of the terror of 9/11, we found 200 Israelis, and like you said, these global elite people who might be using the Israelis as their thugs, as their gang, they didn't get caught. That's true, but 200 Israelis did get caught. So let's start from what we know, and what we do know is that Israelis and the Mossad were involved in 9/11. And let's question them, and maybe we'll find out who their bosses are, who are their paymasters.
Yeah.
But I totally agree.
But, another thing, too, we are the ordinary sort of middle class, or whatever they call them, the professional class. We go along with all this. So I think the American people need to take a good look. Not only the American people, as a matter of fact, the international. People are so naive and ignorant of history, and they love, they just love, they're too, they have too much pride and the reason the Zionists get away with what they're getting away with is because they are like pimps. They tell people how wonderful they are and how smart they are.
Right.
And in reality, they run around, rings around them.
You understand them very well. And another thing, though, is another reason why they get away with things is because the press is Zionist controlled.
Yeah.
I don't usually say it like that. But unfortunately, ever since they took over CNN from that Ted Turner fella, the mainstream media in this country has been completely Zionist controlled.
And you know what? It's absolutely natural. If you have power, you want to keep your power. It's absolutely natural. It's like parents do with their children. Actually, everybody in the world who is a parent should know all these tricks. Parents use the same tricks with their kids.
Right.
Very
good
true.
Point.
Thank you very much for calling.
Good
we appreciate
point.
Your call. Let's take another call now from Mona in California. Hello, Mona.
Hi. I wanted to give the other side of the argument to that lovely lady who just spoke. I think that the Zionists are in control because of the enormity of the lies about the gas chambers.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
So when you get into the debate, is it the rich white guys or is it the Zionists? I still lean that it's the Zionists.
Yeah, I don't think it's that they're being put out to the slaughter and they're being used. It's the other way around.
That's what I think.
What they've done is used everyone else, and then when the time comes to point the finger, immediately they just raise the word anti-Semitism, and that silences all debate. And that's what we're seeing with the Mersheimer report and Walt report on Israeli-occupied America. They're name-calling, they're... Immediately, the Washington Post equated, the report with David Duke, How do you like that? If David Duke likes it, then these guys must be Klansmen, despite the fact that one of them, at least, is Jewish. You know, it really gets ridiculous, but it shows the paucity and bankruptcy of their argumentation. None. They have no facts, Ona.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And it's a debate I'm constantly going over this in my own mind.
Right.
Is it the Illuminati or is it the Jews? Is it, you know, Illuminati Jews? Did the Jews control the Illuminati?
Oh, yeah. But there's one thing, Mona, there's one thing you have to remember, that in 1843, the Zionists created in the United States the B'nai B'rith in New York City. In 1843, they started their own Masonic lodge, B'nai B'rith. And that is an extremely powerful secret society.
There you go. Goes way back. Thank you, Mona. We've got to take a break. Linda, you'll be next with our guest, Christopher Bolin. I'm Rick Adams. Do you have trouble getting out of bed in the morning? Do you wish that you had more strength and energy throughout the day? Well, North American Urban Spice has the solution. Royal Power is an all-natural and stimulant-free answer to all of your energy needs. Get energy fast and make yourself powerful. Get Royal Power now. Call 1-800-243-5242 for more information. 800-243-5242.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
The future of health and wellness is here, and a great-tasting functional beverage. What is Zango? Zango harnesses the real power of the Garcinia mangostana, also known as mangosteen fruit. Zango is the only product to use the whole mangosteen fruit in a patented formulation and contains more xanthones than any other product on Earth. Studies are showing that xanthones have positive effects on nearly all of the body's systems, from increased energy to protection from free radical damage. Xanthones deliver a wide range of benefits. Not only is Zango mangosteen extremely healthy, it's also fat-free. Zango is 100% natural. Zango has no artificial colors and no added sweeteners. To learn more about this absolutely amazing health beverage and how it can have a positive impact on your health, or to learn how to become a distributor, please call 1-800-764-8514. That's 1-800-764-8514. Call today.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly. American Free Press. AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a 1-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net. The first step in winning the war? Spreading the word. Tell your friends Rick Adams is on RBNLive.com.
Okay, we're back now, and not too much time left. We're expecting Jeff Bennett in the next hour. We'll see if that materializes. If not, we can always have our guest, Chris, stay on a few minutes more.
Sure. Rick, let me just say one thing.
Surely.
About, you know, the way that these various secret societies and these groups formed, they basically formed as ethnic groups. You know, like the Italians have their Cosa Nostra, and the Israelis have their B'nai B'rith, the Jews have their B'nai B'rith, and the Russians have their Mafia. And it's these gangs exist by themselves, and they exist in a universe of other gangs. Sometimes they cooperate, sometimes they are at odds with each other.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that they're working together. Sometimes they work together, but for the most part, the Israeli and the Jewish gangs operate for and by themselves.
Mm-hmm.
They're not being led by anybody.
I don't believe they are. Some people would have you believe that, but my investigations and my reading of enough of it has led me to believe that, as you say, they are certainly doing what they do for their own benefit and no one else's. And they make that pretty clear, that what is good for them is good. What is bad for them is bad. I mean, that's their world, and that's why we only hear about the so-called Jewish Holocaust and no other Holocaust, because they simply don't count. And
exactly.
It's that simple.
Exactly.
It's that simple. Linda in Wisconsin, you're next on the program.
Good evening.
Yes.
Yes, Christopher, first a question and then just a statement. You just mentioned that CNN had been sold to a Zionist corporation.
When Ted Turner sold out a few years ago. Yeah.
Okay,
Gerald
and then,
Levine.
Pardon?
To Gerald Levine in New York City.
Oh,
when
okay.
Ted Turner sold it.
Mm-hmm. The statement that I want to make is, this has been a while ago now, on George Norrie's program, Coast to Coast, a woman called in on this particular night, and she said that there was a book written about George Herbert Walker Bush. And in that book, there was a statement made that when he was the president, or when, more than likely it was when he was in the CIA, that he sent CIA agents or controllers into all of the news media to control the news. Although, when you look further back, such as Walter Cronkite, I believe that the news media has been controlled long before the CIA got in there. And then if you'll notice on all of the stations, PBS and so on, the majority of the people that are asked to come on to do comments are usually people that are members of the Council on Foreign Relations.
Of course. Of course. It's a club, like we were talking about before. It's the press has a club, too. And they're controlled. They're very much controlled. You see this in small countries very clearly. And in the United States, it's the same. We have a very, very closed, non-free press. It's a club. It's like an elite club.
Mm-hmm.
And they bring in their Rotary and their Masonic Brothers and their and their Council on Foreign Relations. That's the way it works. It's money talks.
Yeah. All we have to do is just look at the history from. From Walter Duranty, the New York Times, to Herbert Matthews, the New York Times, Jason Blair, New York Times, and, of course, Judith Miller, New York Times.
But the cover-up of 911 is the most egregious.
Oh, yeah. It is the most egregious because it is the most blatant act of terror on American soil, and yet they could care less about where the trail leads. They
just
don't want to. They don't want to pursue it.
Explosives? What explosives? Yeah.
I mean, they'll ignore Professor Jones. They'll ignore other professors, scientists, people, and, of course, even Hollywood actors, who are now, for whatever reason, jumping on the bandwagon.
But, Rick, they ignored their own reporters.
Yeah, of course. Stick around for a few minutes more, okay? Christopher, thank you. Linda, thank you for your call. We'll be right back with Christopher Bolin, the American Free Press. Rick Adams, stay tuned for more.
America is at war right now. It's not a war against Iraq, nor is it a war against terrorism. It's a new war for our independence. At stake is our Constitution and the very freedoms we enjoy every day. You see, power-hungry politicians are quietly advancing something deceptively named the Free Trade Area of the Americas, or FTAA. Proponents claim they are merely promoting trade by turning North and South America into a huge economic union. But in reality, it's a brazen scheme to eliminate the authority of the U.S. government, submitting our nation to the whims of a new regional superpower. America as we value it will steadily disappear, as will our rights, our Constitution, and our freedoms. Help win the war against the FTAA. Go to stoptheftaa.org and help keep America free. That's stoptheftaa.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.